It's 5:10, and a Herndon woman knows firsthand how devastating a heroin overdose can be on loved ones. She experienced it. Now she's urging Virginia to increase access to a life-saving overdose reversal drug that would have changed her family's lives forever. WTOP's Jamie Forzano continues our special series, Hooked on Heroin, Deadlier Than Ever.
If Ginny Lovett had access to naloxone, she might have been able to save her brother's life, but it was too late.
Unfortunately, I was the one who came home and found my brother the day that he overdosed and died. And at that point in time, naloxone wasn't available to the public, so there was nothing I could do about it but call 911 and wait.
So she's made it her mission to get naloxone into the hands of everyone in Northern Virginia who needs it.
I know what it's like to be in a situation where you need naloxone and not have it.
She established the Chris Atwood Foundation, named for her brother, and worked with the state to design an opioid response class that shows people how to administer naloxone to a loved one.
You're going to squirt half of it up one nostril and half of it up the other.
Since 2015, she has trained more than 200 people, who in turn saved at least 10 lives. But that barely scratches the surface. Only a handful of residents attend these classes every month, despite the fact that Fairfax County is home to more than 1 million residents, and heroin deaths there doubled between 2013 and 2014.
So unfortunately, there's still a lot of progress to be made in getting the word out so that people know that this is an option.
In November, after declaring a public health emergency, Virginia's health commissioner issued a standing order for naloxone, meaning any Virginian can purchase it from pharmacies. But Lovett says the state needs to do more to be on par with its neighbor, Maryland, which allows state-certified trainers like her to give out naloxone right there in class.
Unfortunately, there are a lot of reasons, logistical, financial, stigma-related, where people can't get it from the pharmacy or they choose not to. So a lot of people are getting trained and not getting the medication afterwards.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe wants to change that this legislative session. Meanwhile, the district has been much slower to take action on naloxone access. But under a new law, family and friends of people who struggle with opioid addiction can get a prescription for naloxone from their doctor, just in case. In my next report, why naloxone is just a tool, not a cure. Jamie Forzato, WTOP News.
And you can hear the next story 1 hour from now.